Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to another beautiful Saturday morning. My name is Howard Holly, and you are listening to Against All Odds, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
We have another beautiful day, and we had another great show last week, didn't we?
We did. Kathy Mondot.
Yeah. Tell the listeners who might have missed her a bit.
She had a 1,200-pound boulder fall on her, and she woke up paralyzed and managed to pick herself up, dust herself off, and reinvent herself and become a success.
Yeah. As we mentioned during the show, we've had people who've overcome a lot of adversity, but probably this was overcoming a physical situation and a disablement. It was the first time we've had someone in that category. So talking about overcoming adversity, let's talk about our guest, Dr. Carol Eaton. Dr. Eaton is the president of Daytona State College. And with full disclosure intended, I have to let you know I'm on the board of the Daytona State College Foundation. So I know Dr. Eaton, and knowing her is the reason that I asked her to join us on the show. And I think our listeners are going to enjoy hearing from you. Dr. Eaton, welcome to Against All Odds.
Oh, thank you very much, Howard. I'm delighted to be here this morning and delighted to, as you say, know you and work with you as you give your time and energy to Daytona State College Foundation. You have been a real shining light for us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But we're here to talk about you.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're at a very significant position. When you look at the Volusia Flagler area, there are a number of schools here, but no school that has the type of footprint that you have at Daytona State College, and no school that has the number of students that you have. So tell us a little bit about Daytona State.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. You know, we changed our name several years ago, as did many of the colleges here in Florida. We took out the word community and became Daytona State College. But what I like to remind people is we still are this community's college. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we have sites, one right here in Flagler Palm Coast, but also in Deltona and DeLand and New Smyrna Beach, mm-hmm. and, of course, in Daytona Beach itself. And you talk about the impact. You know, when I'm out in the community and I'm meeting with a group of people, if I ask them to raise their hands, if they've either they have taken classes or they've had a family member. It is just incredible, the number of alumni that are out there. Absolutely. And so while we might not have community in our name anymore, we still are this community's college. There's still a number of students that come to us, of course, for their first 2 years, and they plan on transferring to one of our fine universities here in the state of Florida, or really any college, or our own bachelor's program, as we've added those in the past many years. But there's certainly about 40% of our students that come to us thinking that we are the pathway to a better life.
And that truth tends to be true.
It does. Yeah. It does. We focus on career education. Mm-hmm. We focus on those kinds of pathways where students can get jobs at the end.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Eaton, did you grow up with the intent of becoming president of a rather large educational institution?
No, I certainly did not. I actually grew up thinking I wanted to be a math teacher.
Okay.
You know, Howard, when I was a little girl, this might date myself as well, but, you know, I was taught, and people around me at that time said that women could do probably three things. We could be a nurse. We could be a secretary, which was a term that was had some reverence to it back then, or we could be a teacher.
Right.
And my mom had been a teacher, so it just seemed a natural path for me. And I was a good student in high school, and so I thought being a teacher was probably going to be the height to which I could
strive. The epitome of your career.
Absolutely.
Well, you got that wrong. Now, where were you born and where were you raised?
I was born and raised in upstate New York, one of those little small towns around Schenectady. I know a lot of your listeners come from other places besides Flagler County. And so I grew up near Schenectady, New York, and my dad worked at GE, and my mom was a school teacher.
Okay. GE has a very large operation in Schenectady.
Yes, it did. Yes, yeah.
So, Carol, tell me, as you have gone through, and you ended up initially as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your career path from there forward to this point?
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually taught at a community college.
Okay.
And
is that where you started your education, your teaching?
It is.
Okay.
It is. I was a student at a community college,
mm-hmm.
and then got a job for a couple of years, and then went back and finished my bachelor's, and then actually became a mathematics instructor at a community college. So if you poke me, I bleed community college. And I was a full-time faculty member for a number of years at that particular institution. And loved it and saw the impact that faculty members make. And there are a number of people that stay in that classroom situation for many, many years. For me, I saw the opportunity to move into administration and really have found that that is a niche that I had as well. I do like to say that I'm still a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Because
a teacher, always
a teacher, because there are so many students that need that whole support system in a college that focuses on student success. And so I moved from being a full-time faculty member into administration, and then pretty typical route, I was a vice president for academic affairs, and then this is actually my third presidency, Howard. Third time's the charm, I like to say. I was president of a small college, again, in upstate New York. Some people may know Plattsburgh. It's very near Montreal. I spent my time there. I spent 4 winters in Plattsburgh, New York, and then moved to Frederick, Maryland, and was president at Frederick Community College, and then saw this opportunity. And my husband and I have always dreamed. We're one of those couples that always dreamed about retiring to Florida. So we moved here. He's retired, and I'm not. I don't know who made the mistake there.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
So, Dr. Eaton, tell me this. What did you look for opportunities in Florida? Or did this just happen to cross your doorstep? What actually brought you here?
It actually was not planned at the time. I was very happy where I was in Frederick, Maryland. And again, we'd always thought when I retired would be the time we would move to Florida. But like anybody, I think out of curiosity, I'd kind of follow ads, and I actually had the person who was helping Daytona State College with their search.
Okay.
I actually had them contact me and said, you ought to take a look at this one. I know you're eventually interested in Florida and don't know if you want to move before you retire. So I took a look at it and said, yes, this sounds like the kind of student-centered workforce people who are interested in workforce as a pathway. Sounds like the kind of school where I want to be.
Great. Well, it's been you've been a huge asset to our community and to Daytona State College. I know I want to talk for a minute before we go to commercial break that there is a fundraising development effort at hand currently at Daytona State. Could you talk about that?
Yes. You know, a lot of times when people think about community colleges, they don't think about the fact that we might have a foundation. And in fact, Daytona Beach Community College at the time and now Daytona State, we have a very robust foundation. And as you know, being on that, the board members come from the community. They help give us inspiration and guidance and their time and their talent and sometimes their money, thank you very much, to support our students. And we're always looking for ways to enhance the opportunity for our students. That's what it's all about. And in any one particular semester, we'll have twice as many students applying for scholarships as we can possibly fund. Even though we give out almost $1 million a year in scholarships, that's about half of what our students would need. And so our foundation board is giving us direction to explore the possibility of what can we do as an organization to reach out to our community, our vast community of alumni and our supporters, and see if this is an opportunity right now, if the time is right for the foundation to consider this.
Maybe at some point in the future we'll have Raphael and Kay on just to talk a little bit more about that as you get further down the road, because I think you're right. I think people miss the fact that they can help the students in our community through contributing to the foundation, who can then give out scholarships that enable people to achieve their dreams. And that's a huge ability to make a contribution.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're always interested in how our students do. And Kay Berninston, whom you referred to as the executive director of our foundation, did a study last year and found that for students who receive scholarships, and the foundation works with them and tracks them, they are far more successful at a much higher percentage than students who who we just can't support and don't have enough money. So it's a way to make sure that students achieve their dreams.
So we're going to take a break for our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and continue this conversation. You're listening to Dr. Carol Eaton, the president of Daytona State College, and this is Against All Odds. We will be right back.
Greetings, Cindy Dalecki here from Marketing to Go, and we are moving to the center of town, Central Park Town Center, that is. We will be located at 145 City Place. It's the lone building near the lake at Central Park. Pearlytail Design is moving there, too. We feel blessed to help lead the way at Town Center. This area is primed to become a high-tech corridor in years to come, and we want to be positioned to be a part of it. Let us create a buzz about your business. Reach us at 386-566-3466 or visit us online at marketingtogo.biz.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And our guest today is Dr. Carol Eaton, president of Daytona State College. And Dr. Eaton, we just talked a bit about your background, and it's been a linear one. It's been really through education. And as you said, you bleed community college. I mean, that's an interesting comment. Because it says you're at absolutely the right place at the right time here. At this segment in our show, I like to begin to talk about the types of challenges and obstacles and adversities you may have faced and overcome in the journey to be president of a college here. And as you know, I believe that we learn not from the things that come easy to us, but from our discomfort and what we have to achieve and the obstacles and barriers we have to overcome. And I know you and I've talked and you share that belief as well. So let's talk about that. Has this been a gilded path for you?
No. I think there are two examples I would like to share. You know, a lot of times people do come up to me and I do think they see a college president and they think I probably always was a college president. Mm-hmm. But we mentioned earlier, I started at a community college, and I'd like to go back even before that. That may surprise people that I started at a community college, but I did grow up in a small town, upstate New York, near Schenectady, New York. Always been a good student in high school, always thought I wanted to be a math teacher. But this was the late 60s. And again, I think some of your listeners will know that means there was a lot of turmoil going on, and a lot of people were sort of feeling their oats, if you will. And I decided that 4 years of college was not something I wanted to do. I had a boyfriend, and I decided getting a job and buying a car and being with him was much more fun than going to college. So at the time, I was a great disappointment to my parents, and they said, well, if that's the path you're going to take, good luck and, you know, keep in touch, but you're not part of our home anymore. So a couple years later, after I decided that, you know, working at low-paying entry-level jobs was not really as fulfilling as I thought it would be, I decided to go back to college. And had there not been a community college right there, I don't know what path I might have taken.
Wow.
So when I started, again, good student. It wasn't the grades. I was independent, you know, and it's a story that I see now from a lot of our students who perhaps made choices at the age of 18 or 19 that upon reflection did not take them the path they wanted to go. And so I think that's the strength of community colleges.
Well, what motivated you, Dr. Eaton, to go back to college? I mean, what was the seminal event? Was it something that occurred, or was it, did it occur over that 2 year period?
No, I think, again, I'm probably not particularly proud of this and telling the whole world, but you know, that relationship with that young man did not, was not sustainable and did not fulfill me the way that I thought it might. And so when I looked ahead, I thought, well, how am I?
What are you going to do with
your life? What am I going to do with my life? So I probably was out of a bit of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I woke up one morning and said, you know, this, oh yeah, my parents were right. I'm mm-hmm. going to do that path. Mm-hmm. It was probably more those hard knocks that mm-hmm. if there was going to be any opportunity, I was going to have to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to be able to rely on mm-hmm. anybody else.
And look what you've done. You know, you from that, you go to a community college, yeah. you get your associates.
Right.
You then go and get your bachelor's, right. you get your master's, you get
yep.
your doctorate.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's such a story for young boys and girls
yep.
who are graduating from high school and trying to decide what to do with their lives.
I hope that by sharing that with folks that they can see something beyond just the current college uh-huh. president, that, you know, if you have determination and you choose the path that's right for you, you can be successful.
Mm-hmm.
The other example I'll share with you is along that path, again, back in those days in the 70s, it was unusual for a woman mm-hmm. to be in mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we still find that.
Just mathematics.
We find that to be true today to some extent. We have to encourage young women that that's a path that they can select. But it was very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got in my master's program, I was in many, many classes, I was the only woman in those classes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never really felt that I was discriminated against or held back at all. It wasn't until I finished that I looked back and I said, yeah, I was the only woman there.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you know inside and you are sure that that's the path for you, then that's, you just have to keep pursuing that path.
Yeah. And we hear that a lot,
yes.
Dr. Eaton. A lot of our guests talk about, and I think the word that Kristen likes the most is perseverance.
Yes.
You know, just that tenacity, what it takes. But sometimes it also takes your knowing and having hope and faith in the fact that you can get there. And that's where what your story does, you know. It causes somebody to say, I can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and get back. You know, and for a community college, they've got so many options. You can do full-time, you can go at night, you can work while you – I mean, so many ways for you to fulfill that education.
Yes, that's certainly what we are committed to at Daytona State is to have as many pathways and as many options for students. You know, the stereotypical 18-year-old that goes right into the residential institution is not our model.
Mm-hmm.
And we are there for the returning student, for the student who maybe like me made some bad choices early on and then want to come back and, mm-hmm. and are really looking for a way to better themselves.
Let's talk a little bit about what we're calling here in Flagler County, classrooms to careers. Because I think when we talk about this, some people could have the concept that, wow, Daytona State is where I go as I move through to get a bachelor's and a master's and so forth. But you can also attend Daytona State and pursue other careers. You want to talk about that a bit?
Absolutely. You know, again, I've mentioned several times pathways and the workforce and how important it is that we work with businesses in the community to know what their needs are. And we have programs tailored just to meet those needs. The
mm-hmm.
one, of course, that comes to my mind, first of all, is with our manufacturing and
mm-hmm.
the Manufacturing Association here. And as the economy comes back and changes and there's growth, there are going to be some job opportunities. There are currently job opportunities. Many of our manufacturing partners tell us that they actually cannot get people to
mm-hmm.
fill their jobs.
Yeah, that is true.
And nowadays, those kinds of jobs need some kind of training,
mm-hmm.
even automotive. I mean, look when you take your car in anymore. It's not
mm-hmm.
the same. It's not just change the oil. You
mm-hmm.
have to have some kind of technology background. So we have programs in many, many career options where people, even in a short term of 1 year or some certificate programs, that students can get jobs by having their education at Daytona State
mm-hmm.
College.
So it's sort of, if you're thinking about well, how you want to change your life, you should think about talking to somebody at Daytona State College.
Absolutely.
Right? And if you're in Flagler County, then you would go to the campus here. So let's talk a little bit about this campus because I know you've got a new building that you're going to be opening next month.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. We are a state-supported school, and so we have to make the case to the state that it is time to build a new building. And 3 years ago when I first arrived, we looked at the data, and the Flagler Palm Coast campus of Daytona State College was the fastest growing and had the highest need in the state of Florida for
mm-hmm.
a new building.
Wow.
So we made our pitch and we made our case and they said yes. And so since then we've been planning and then finally working on the building. It's almost complete. We'll have a ribbon cutting on August 14th. And the students that come in the fall will see a brand new building.
Neat.
High-tech classrooms, faculty members who will be able to bring all of the outside world into their classrooms. So we're very excited about
great
that.
Great investment in our community with about $7 million, or how much was the
actually, a little more than that, almost $9
million. Yeah, so
yeah,
great investment in our community.
Absolutely.
And I'm very pleased, and on behalf of our community, thank you for your contributions, Dr. Eden, and your leadership at Daytona State College. You are definitely making a difference, and it's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I agree. It's very nice to talk with you, Howard, and it's been just great to talk about my favorite subject, Daytona State College.
And thank you for being so open. I think, you know, if we can reach one person, we talk about driveway moments on here. And, you know, we try to have the type of show that somebody, if they're in their car, will sit in their car until they finish hearing from you. And I think you certainly accomplished that today.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Carl Eaton, president of Daytona State College, you are listening to Against All Odds. We're going to take a break so our sponsors can get their messages, and we will be right back.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Reitzel. And, Kristen, we just finished our interview with Dr. Carl Eaton, president of Daytona State College. And I've said to you, I've got to come up with new adjectives.
Did you come up with one?
I did not come up with one, except that she was very open, our college president, Dr. Eaton, to share that about herself in a way to be helpful to other men, women, boys, and girls who may be facing similar challenges.
And I think that was really important that she told that story. A lot of times when you see successful people, you think they've always been successful. Yeah. Like she said, people just see her and assume that her entire life she was born a college president. She and everyone you see, you know, you see CEOs of hospitals, like when Ken Madison was here, you know, you see him and you think, oh, they've always been the head of a hospital. But yeah. It's not that way. People have, they've had to progress and they've had to evolve over the years. And I think it gives hope to people like me. I mean, you know, I didn't go right to college after high school. Yeah. And I started at a community college.
Yep. Yep.
So now I have hope that I can go become college president.
Well, I don't know if you should go that far. But
I did. I mean, the same way. You know, I went to a community college
right.
for my associate's
Absolutely.
Degree, transferred for my bachelor's the same way she did it.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives hope to people. I mean, my husband's going to Daytona State College.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's 32 years old. Never went to college before. And now he's in like his fourth semester.
Neat.
And it's a really great place for people who may not have taken the traditional path.
Well, I think that's an important point. Carol made that the fact that it's somebody who maybe stopped or didn't start. They come to a fork in the road. They decide that, in fact, they do want to pursue getting the right skills and knowledge that they need to go forward. And this is not something you can do at a traditional 4-year school. The ability to take a certain number of classes, what meets your pocketbook, what meets your schedule, to take a longer horizon to potentially complete, those are huge benefits that a community college brings to its community.
And I think one of the things that's hard for people to wrap their heads around is that you feel like you're old and you feel like so much of your life has passed by that it's mm-hmm. too late. But it's not. And when you look at people and you think, well, wow, they took time off. They didn't follow the traditional path. And look at how much success they've had since they finished. it doesn't matter where you are in your life. There's still more life coming. You feel like you're older than you really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that we've had a great conversation with Dr. Eaton. Let's talk a bit about how people can be in touch with us and how they might be able to communicate with us.
They can visit us on our website. It's www.howardholleypresents.com. Holly is H-O-L-L-E-Y. On there, we have bios of our past guests as well as audio of all of our past episodes. They can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. It is Howard Holly Presents in the iTunes store. You can listen to all the past episodes. Plus, you would then get updates on the newer episodes. We are also on Facebook. We are Howard Holly Presents. On there, we give little teasers about our upcoming guests, so you can guess who's coming up this week, as well as some success tips and pictures of us in the studio and our guests. And we're also on Twitter, Holly Presents. And if anyone knows anyone who is successful, feel free to send me an email if they have a good story, and we might have them on the air.
And we just received a couple of guest ideas that we're going to investigate and potentially bring to you. At our capstone show on July 5th, we talked about where we were going this quarter. And you may remember that I mentioned that we were going to bring a group of college presidents in. As colleges are opening back up in this quarter, we just thought that would be an appropriate timing. So this is our first with Dr. Eaton, and we will be bringing two other college presidents from the area between St. John's, Volusia, and Flagler counties to the show as well. So once we have them scheduled, we'll let you know when they're going to be on the show. Hopefully, I'm certain they will be, but hopefully they'll be as interesting and as informative as Dr. Eaton has been. So let's begin to wrap up our show today. As always, we want to...
I'm leaving. I'll meet you at the office.
My goodness. All right. Again. So let's begin to wrap up our show today. As always, we wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. My name is Howard Holly, and your name?
Kristen Weitzel.
And you are listening to Against All Odds. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.